Welcome, everybody, and good morning. Gosh, I have someone on the line that you're definitely going to want to hear from today with some wonderful information about diabetes, what's coming up on the horizon here in the Nashville area, and how you can help out. I'm speaking with Christine Schaberly. She is the founder of the Red Striders Program for the American Diabetes Association, and we're going to be talking about the Red Striders Program and what you can do to help with a fabulous walk coming up here next month. So, Christine, it's good to have you with me today. I'm glad you're here.
Thank you for having me.
I guess the first question is the obvious. Tell me about the Red Striders program and what that's all about, because it sounds like something folks in the Nashville area are going to want to know about.
Absolutely. The Red Strider program is basically a program within the Step Out Walk to Stop Diabetes. And the walk is the signature fundraising event that raises over $19 million to support the association's mission to prevent and cure diabetes and improve the lives of people with diabetes. So basically, a Red Strider is someone who has type 1 diabetes, type 2 diabetes, or gestational diabetes who participates in one of these walks. And specifically for Tennessee, you know, the prevalence of diabetes in your state, there's almost 10%, it's 9.9% of the population in Tennessee has diabetes. So you know, all of those people in Tennessee with diabetes who come out and participate in the walk are Red Striders.
So 10% sounds like a pretty high percentage. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah, that is one of the, you know, higher numbers of prevalence of diabetes in a state. So 9.9%.
Yeah, and I would assume, and I you can correct me if I'm wrong, but is there a correlation between the high rate of obesity in this area and that figure for folks with diabetes?
You know, I don't know for certain, and not being, you know, a healthcare provider myself, I don't know all of those statistics and details within Tennessee. I just know that that percentage is definitely a high number.
Right, exactly. So tell me a little bit, I guess you've talked about the numbers here, and it is staggeringly high. What's sort of going on now in research and technology in terms of diagnosing diabetes, treating it, finding cure? Where are we at? Give me a little sort of like a report card on what the American Diabetes Association has been finding out.
Sure. You know, when we look at statistics, almost 26 million Americans have diabetes. And one of the numbers that's staggering to me is that every 17 seconds, someone is diagnosed with diabetes. So obviously, the people with that have been diagnosed and are being diagnosed, those numbers are increasing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, specifically as far as research and finding a cure, you know, I don't know specifically, as I'm not a researcher or a scientist working on that, but I do know that strides are being taken every day, you know, to work on finding a cure. You know, if folks want some more details on, you know, exactly what is being done or maybe how close we're getting to a cure, you know, we certainly could get them some more information from the American Diabetes Association. Folks can call the 1-800 number or even go to the diabetes website to look into that more. You know, again, if people would like some more information, we certainly could get that for them.
Right. Absolutely. Well, thank you for that. I'm speaking with Christine Schaberly. She's the founder of the Red Striders Program with the American Diabetes Association. And coming up here in the Nashville area on November 12th is the annual Step Out Walk. So, Christine, tell us a little bit about the Step Out Walk. I know there's going to be a lot of people walking that are part of the Red Striders, but there's a lot of ways that those of us that are friends, family, and supporters can get involved as well.
Absolutely. There are actually three walks coming up in Tennessee. There's one October 22nd in Bristol, one November 6th in Knoxville, and one November 12th in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
And the walk, obviously you don't have to be a Red Strider to come walk. anybody who wants to come out and walk and fundraise is more than welcome to. We want everybody to come. So it's easy to go on the website and register. The website is diabetes.org/step out. It's easy to go there to register for the walk, do all your fundraising there. And the walks are just fun events. Typically, the walks are anywhere from 3 to 5 miles. And then there's always fun things happening after the walk, you know, entertainment and food and fun things for kids to do. So I would encourage people to go to the website to maybe get some more details as far as what specific things might be happening at a walk closest to them. But again, it's a very fun event. And of course, we know that all the money raised goes to a great cause to stop diabetes.
Right. And this is an opportunity, I guess, for people at work or with their friends. You can form teams and really get into the spirit of the whole occasion, I would imagine.
Absolutely. I'm in Denver, Colorado, and so I myself have a team that, you know, I'm the team captain of, and it's basically just a group of my friends and family who come out to support the walk. And it's a really fun event, and it's easy to create a team if you'd like to create a team of coworkers or family or friends or all of those people. And being a team captain is easy to do as well. Again, folks can go to the website to do that. They can register there and form a team there, and it's pretty easy to do.
Right. I'm speaking with Christine Schaberle. She's the founder of the Red Striders with the American Diabetes Association. And coming up in our area on November 12th at Centennial Park is the annual Step Out Walk, which is an opportunity for all of us to come together and raise some money and support research into finding a cure for diabetes. And Christine, I guess, you know, maybe we should have talked about this earlier a little bit, but describe a little bit about what diabetes is, because I think that there's a lot of myths about it. You talk about the Red Striders themselves being able to go out and walk, and I know that fitness is a very big part of helping people live with diabetes, but talk a little bit about what it actually is and how it impacts somebody's daily life.
Sure. You know, there's basically three types of diabetes, and I was diagnosed with diabetes 8 years ago, so I certainly can tell people from my perspective, you know, what it's like to live with this disease. There's type 1 diabetes, which basically is an autoimmune disease where the body doesn't produce enough insulin. There's type 2 diabetes, which is more of a metabolic disorder where the body doesn't maybe make enough insulin or doesn't properly use the insulin. And then there's gestational diabetes, which affects pregnant women, you know, when they are pregnant. So,
right.
You know, for me, it was 8 years ago, a shock but and a life-changing event.
Sure.
For me. You know, today I have my disease under control and I am able to manage it. But that's not to say that it's easy. It's a disease that I tell people often, I don't ever get to take a vacation from this. It's constantly checking my blood sugar, making sure my blood sugar is in the right, you know, range of numbers. It's giving myself insulin shots because I have type 1 diabetes. So
mm-hmm.
I give myself shots of insulin several times a day. Exercise and diet is so key and so important. And for me, it's, you know, keeping an exercise routine, but also managing what I'm eating and knowing how, you know, what I've just eaten is going to affect my blood sugar. You know, and it's keeping things like stress all under control also in my life. So again, it's something that I don't get to take a vacation from. I'm always, every minute of every day, aware of what's happening with my body and with my diabetes and keeping it in check and managing it as best as I can.
Right. And of course, you know, if somebody does take what you call a vacation by not dealing with it, there really are dire consequences for those folks that, that don't pay attention to it, correct?
Absolutely. Again, you know, for me personally, it has been manageable and I've kept it under control, but yes, it's a serious disease that does have deadly consequences, and particularly if you're not keeping the disease in control and not managing it, you're correct.
Right. What are some warning signs if somebody's listening and they want to know, or they might have a sense that they might be in that risk group or starting to develop some symptoms, what should folks look for?
You know, I would really encourage people to not only go to the American Diabetes Association's website. I believe they've got some places there on the website that maybe would help with, you know, some symptoms or things that might be some risk factors for them, but also to talk with their healthcare provider. I'm sure it's a little bit different for everyone.
Sure.
You know, maybe some of the symptoms I had might be different from what somebody else is experiencing. So I'd certainly, you know, encourage people to talk with their healthcare provider or go to the, you know, American Diabetes Association's website or call them if they've got maybe some specific questions.
Right. Sounds like a plan. And tell me a little bit about why you founded the Red Striders program. It sounds like something that was really a passion for you.
It really is. Again, when I was diagnosed 8 years ago, you know, I got through that initial couple months of getting through the shock of having this disease and,
sure.
and learning how to manage the disease. And so then I got involved with the American Diabetes Association and specifically with the walk here in Denver. And after being involved for a couple years, you know, we really wanted to recognize and celebrate all of the people with diabetes at the walk. And so we started the Red Strider program here, and it's a great way to celebrate all of those people and support all of those people who are at the walk fighting this disease every day.
Yeah, and what a great testament to the fact that you can live with it by getting out there and walking and showing everybody that, that it's possible to live a very active and productive and healthy lifestyle with diabetes. You sound like a pretty young person, and so, you know, you're out there living your life, which is a wonderful role model.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you. I've been speaking with Christine Schaberle. She's the founder of the Red Striders program, which is part of the American Diabetes Association. And you can get involved by joining the Step Out Walk, which is coming up here on November 12th in Centennial Park. You can form a team with your friends, coworkers, relatives, neighbors. Just get out there and do it. And you can find more information by going to diabetes.org/stepout and learn about how you can sign up, you can get involved, and learn more about diabetes and some of the things that the American Diabetes Association is doing to help everybody manage and live with this disease. So, Christine, thank you so much for joining me today. It's really a pleasure to get some more information, and I know you're not in Nashville, but we'll be walking, and here on November 12th, out there, we'll be thinking about you and the Red Striders. And any way to identify Red Striders at the walk? Are they wearing red T-shirts or whatever? Can we look for them?
Yep, everybody will be wearing a red baseball hat.
A red baseball hat. All right. So if you spot someone on the walk wearing a red hat, go up and shake their hand and introduce yourself and congratulate them on a walk well done. So, Christine, thank you so much for joining me today. Good luck with the program.
Great. Thank you, Barbara.